views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life, one full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Marcia Bench about numerology and how you can use it to get insights into your life. But first, I want to give you an update on the past week. I was so excited this past weekend to take a tarot class. I've been using tarot on almost a daily basis to help with my own focus and my intentions for each day ever since last June. And a little later, I'll share my story of how I connected with using tarot and share a practice you can try during the light bulb moment at the end of the show. But this class I took on Saturday and Sunday was the first formal training I've had, and it was so fun and just really enlightening for me too. Beth Shermer was the instructor, and she's been using tarot personally as well as professionally and teaching for many years, and she's so knowledgeable. It was fabulous to get all the benefit of her years of experience. And it was also great to be in a group setting where we could share our thoughts and insights. Since I've been working mostly with it on my own, it was a new experience for me to have other people to kind of bounce things off of, and it was really helpful to get another perspective or to have my own perspective validated. Anyway, as you can tell, I really got a lot out of the class, and as I said, I'll be sharing more about tarot with you towards the end of the show and how you can use it in your own practice. I also want to remind you that tomorrow, Wednesday, January 30th, is the first Heal the World meditation at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up by going to blueheronwisdom.com, and you'll see down at the bottom there's a little box that says Heal the World Meditations. You click there, take you to a page that explains what it is, and when you sign up, you'll receive an email that has the dial-in info for the conference bridge. And if you can't attend live, you'll receive a link to the recording of the meditation afterwards so that you can do it at a time that's convenient for you. So even if you can't be there live tomorrow, I'd love it if you would sign up and do this meditation to help with healing in the world at a time that works for you. The meditations are going to be every week on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern and on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. I said 5 p.m. Eastern, didn't I, on Wednesday? Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I've also set up forums on blueheronwisdom.com where you can share specific situations you'd like us to use our meditation to focus on healing. And so if you go to blueheronwisdom.com, Heal the World, drop down menu, you'll see forums and you can sign up there to share situations that are meaningful to you that you'd like us to work on healing. I'm really excited and grateful for the opportunity to contribute to healing the world, and I hope that you will join me. Well, let's move on to meeting our guest for today. Marcia Bench is a certified numerologist, a best-selling author, professional speaker, and spiritual business coach. Marcia has more than 25 years' experience coaching, training, and speaking to entrepreneurs and professional groups. She's the author of 24 books, amazingly, 24 books, including the number one best-selling Become an Inspirational Thought Leader, The Tao of Entrepreneurship, and Career Coaching and Insider's Guide. Marsha's been coaching and consulting both individual and corporate clients since 1986. She's the CEO of Marsha Bench Enterprises, founder of Career Coach Institute, as well as other coaching companies. Let's welcome Marsha Bench to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Laura. It's great to be with you.
I am really excited to have you here, and I want to share with the people listening why you're here or how you came to be here. So, Marsha has been doing business coaching, as I said in her intro, for a long, long time, but has only recently started moving into using numerology to do business coaching. And I got to know Marsha last fall, and she did a numerology profile for me that I thought was so intriguing and so, I don't want to say enlightening. I mean, it was enlightening, but it was so right on, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It fit for me so well. And I've been taking a webinar series. Is that what you call what you're doing, a webinar or a class series of four classes with Marsha? Yeah, over the past month. And the focus has been using your numerology profile as a business person or as an entrepreneur, but there's just so much more in it than that. And I just have found it so enlightening and intriguing and inspiring to have that information. And so that's why I invited Marsha to join us today, because I want to share that with everybody else so they can find out about it. So thank you, Marsha. I really have enjoyed the class. We have one more session left, and I'm looking forward to it.
Right. It's been good to have you there.
So I think that that's a good place to start is, you know, I've just shared a snippet of my personal experience around how I've found it helpful. But can you share a little bit about how numerology can help people in their business or their professional role?
You bet. It's one of the tools that I have known about literally for 15 years probably, but and it just kind of kept coming through to get more deep awareness around it. And as we have made this big shift in energy, which I want to talk more about a little bit later on, from last year to this year and the end of the Mayan calendar, which I went to Mexico to celebrate last month, and all of this, it's really been bringing out a great desire for insights into spirituality, as your listeners well know with the theme of your show. And so that just told me that I need to go deeper with the business coaching that I do with spiritually minded entrepreneurs and professionals so that they could get really super clear about what is my purpose. Because that is a question. I believe we have one life purpose, and it stays with us through our life, but our understanding of it deepens over time. And so, whereas there was a moment when I can remember, yes, getting clear about mine after about 18 years of conscious searching, that's still what I would say my life purpose is, but what numerology has done is it said, okay, you know that, but here's the reason why that's the case. You have certain gifts and talents that you brought into this lifetime. You have a certain agenda, so to speak, that your soul has chosen to develop through your business and through your work and the rest of your life. And so using numerology can help you make sure you're on the right track, and it can also help you with forecasting when to launch a new enterprise, when to expand the business that you have, when to kind of hold tight, change out your folders, remodel, reshuffle, when to let go of things, and when to start a new cycle again. So there's a lot of dynamics at play there, but those are a few of the things that can help business owners with the ultimate benefit of not only greater fulfillment, but also being more aligned so that you have more abundance and can really grow your business in the way that you want to.
Well, I know that how it's really impacted me so far, and I mean, it's only been a few weeks that I've really been working with this, but I had been going through a big year of transition, and really just at the beginning of this year had really come clear on what I'm supposed to be doing. And my life purpose number, my life path number, validated what it was that I had already discovered. And it was so helpful to me to go, I really am on the right path. I mean, this cannot be an accident or coincidence, that this is so closely aligned with what it was that I had already come up with through other means. And that right. just really was so helpful to me, because it has been a year for me of really kind of churning and where is it and what am I supposed to be doing? So then to come up with it and then have the number be, oh yeah, that's exactly right. Now I'm going, okay, well, why didn't I look at the number a year ago? But I don't know that I was ready to know all of it yet anyway. So that's probably why I didn't know about it a year ago. All things in divine time.
Everything in due time. Yeah,
exactly. So on that note, it's time for us to go for a break. And when we come back, we'll dive more into how the energy of last year and this year is different. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about numerology. So stay tuned.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. My guest today is Marcia Bench, who's talking with us about numerology and how we can use it in our professional lives. Before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Marcia. So, Marcia, can you give us your contact info, like your website and however you like people to find out about you?
Exactly. Sure. It's MarciaBench.com, and that's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, B as in boy, E-N-C-H.com. And there you'll see links to our other sites as well. I've got a new one about to launch, but not quite ready yet. So the best one is to just go to my personal site, and all the contact info is there.
Now, you know, I mentioned that I've been doing this four-week teleseminar class with you this past month, and that's coming to an end this week. Are you going to be offering that again in the future, or do you have other programs where if someone's interested in finding out about numerology for themselves in their own business life that they could do?
Absolutely, yeah. We will probably wait until the first of next year to do the exact class that you're taking again, but the way the plan looks right now, but we have some other things coming up. We've got individual readings. We've got a group mentoring program that starts in March that will give you a reading along with some group support and putting into practice some of what we're talking about today, and some other exciting things that will be revealed if you just jump onto our mailing list. We give you a monthly easing and some bonus tips in between that will help you to get more clarity about what numerology means, what some of the specific dates are all about. Like, for example, we're recording this on the 29th, and so we can look specifically just at the 29 itself, and that's the spiritual messenger energy of the 11-2.
Which is my life path.
Is it? Okay. Okay.
It's also my life path, yes.
Yeah, good day to focus on team building, on cooperation, on going within and really expressing your spiritual gifts. And then there's, we can look at the entire date of today, and sometimes I'll either do Facebook posts or updates to our list about those kinds of things, new cycles that we're starting, those sorts of dynamics. So it's an interesting list to be on for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. I can attest to that for myself. So let's talk a little bit about, we mentioned this in passing, about how the energy of 2013 is different from what we experienced in 2012. And can you say a little bit about how that's different and if we should be happy or not happy about it?
Well, I'm glad to say that we can be very happy about it. Now, we just have to keep in mind, I'm talking now in terms of the universal year. Each of us also is in a personal cycle, and so your individual experience of this might be a little bit different. But I know the collective experience of 2012 was pretty universally one of upheaval and change, and a lot of, in some cases, unwelcome things that happened. But at least we saw a tremendous amount of change and transformation going on, and lessons learned, deep, you know, heart issues that came to the surface. And that was because not only 2012 was special in some other ways with these other dynamics about the Mayan calendar and so on, but it was the universal year 5, and that, depending on where it shows up in your chart, can either be an exciting opening and travel and those sorts of things, or it can be upheaval and feeling like you're on a roller coaster all the time and just you just think things get settled down and here comes something else. I mean, I was in the midst of planning for this Mexico cruise that I mentioned for the Chichen Itza 1221 experience when my mother suddenly had a heart test that said she had to have open heart surgery. So the week before I left, I had to fly down and be with her. I didn't have to. I got the opportunity to.
Right.
And spend 5 weeks there. So, I mean, just even towards the very end of the year, that sort of thing can happen. So that was last year. And this year, we're in the energy of the sixth universal vibration, which is much more supportive, much more nurturing, and all will be mastering some lessons around true responsibility and balance. And I like to think of the word responsibility as the ability to respond. Thankfully, we won't have quite as much to respond to as we did last year, but we literally will have the chance to really put our stake in the ground and feel like we've got these forces behind us like angels' wings lifting us up to get our authentic message out into the world in a bigger way. So it's a very positive year for business. It's a very positive year for creative expression. And it's a year when we really will get to each of us that are business owners will get the chance to be more of caretakers and nurturers for our flock, for our tribe, our community that we are creating and building. So there's that you know, so if you see it in another aspect of our chart, it might be about family. And so we'll think of it now in terms of the universal family, serving them and the tribe that's a part of that we serve, and seeing how can I be of greater service, how can I support you, what else do you need, and how can I help get you connected and working with each other and supporting each other. That sort of cooperative energy is really present here now.
Well, you know, I feel like that what resonated for me about that is, you probably heard I was saying in as we were coming into the intro about this Heal the World meditation that I'm starting. And that's exactly that same kind of energy where we come together as a whole and nurture the world as a whole. And so is that kind of the thing you're talking about?
It absolutely is, yes. Yes.
Great. Well, good. I'm glad to know that it's really supported by where we're at from a numerology perspective. That makes me feel even better about it.
So just looking at what you're doing specifically, we've got that universal energy. I don't know what personal year you're in now, but with your 11-2 life path, you're channeling that nurturing energy in the direction of a spiritual message, an uplifting message, and so each person, depending on their life path, will be taking that support that's currently present and then moving that forward in their unique way. And, of course, the life path isn't the only number that we look at, but it's one of them, one of the five core numbers in the profile. So it becomes a matter of, okay, we've got these arms that are sort of supporting us, moving us forward, helping us to get out there. What are we going to say when we do it? And, you know, what sort of service are we offering, or what sort of product are we selling, and what philosophy stands behind that? So those are some of the kinds of things that that numerology can help illuminate.
Well, and I like that, you know, so it's like this universal year, or the number for the universal everybody, separate from our personal year and our core numbers. And so it all comes into being in a certain way, but we each have our own unique contribution.
Right.
Because we need all of that diversity in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. One of my guests a few weeks ago, we talked about it, you know, even in a tapestry, you know, one little thread can make the difference. And so I love that this is the same idea of how we kind of weave together all of our individual and unique gifts to create this bigger whole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
So since you primarily have chosen to use this to focus the numerology to help people focus on using their spiritual gifts in a work context, what are some ways that people can get more in touch with that and be able to bring more of their spiritual gifts to their work?
Well, just like with anything, whatever the tool may be, you need to be able to use it to shed light on or understand what are those gifts. past. And so in numerology, we look at your birth date and the name that you were born under to derive our chart. And so knowledge is the first thing, is, okay, these are the things that I'm here to learn, these are the things that I naturally do well, I'm moving forward, I've got this focus, I understand I'm being nurtured and supported, but I'm still feeling stuck. I'm still, things still aren't quite unfolding the way I would like them to be. It may be that there are some old issues that are standing in the way of that fully expressing stuck energy within the energy field. It could be that there, you're at a time period, you're at the transition of one of the major four stages of your life that we call pinnacles. It could simply be that there's a belief that's operating in the background, kind of like a piece of malware in the divine software inside of our brain that is causing
things to sabotage.
You know, that an image? Yeah. So I use numerology as one of the tools in my practice, but I also use some energy clearing techniques and some belief transmutation to get the gunk out of the way so that then all the engines are firing, all the cylinders are firing, I should say, and we could really move into our greatness in full expression.
That's great. Well, here we are at break time again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore some more about how numerology can help you with discovering your purpose and your right livelihood. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. And I have Marsha Bench here talking about using numerology to enhance your professional life. And right before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about blockages, and I liked your analogy or metaphor of malware in the divine software that keeps us from getting in touch with things. And so what are some of the biggest ways that you see that people get blocked in expanding professionally?
Well, you know, we can probably spend the rest of the hour on that topic, but one of the biggest things is that they may get stuck in a loop of what we call karmic lessons, which is one of the things that we see in many people's profile, is that they're coming back and they're having a tendency to just repeat a lesson that they are intended to complete and discharge instead of repeating over and over again. So it might be something around, you know, love and passion. It might be something about power. It might be something about taking advantage of someone, or it just simply might be getting stuck in the smaller version of who we are and continuing to perpetuate that loop. It's kind of like the hamster wheel in the cage. And it's easier. The momentum is with just keeping that going rather than making the change. And so I would just encourage anyone who's feeling stuck right now and knows that something bigger is wanting to emerge, that you set aside a little bit of time. You don't have to find an hour, because for most people that's tough to do, but even let's say 15 minutes before you get around in the morning to do your routine, and just sit with yourself. Don't think about your problems. Don't think about your challenges, but just sit with yourself. Maybe stare at a candle flame or at a tree, something that you can just keep your gaze centered on, and just breathe and be, and let everything be okay. And it's just amazing the peace and the clarity that can come from that very simple practice of just spending a little bit of time, and then eventually maybe that could be two or three times during the day, being in the midst of all of the doing that so many of us get caught up in, and then letting that open up the space for the creative insights and the divine inspiration to emerge.
You know, and I will second that. I mean, that's something that I've really found in my own life has become really my foundation for my day, is doing that meditation in the morning and being quiet to where I can hear the inspiration or I can hear the insights. Whereas if I'm too busy, I can't even hear it anymore. So I get too much other stuff going on in my brain that it can't come through. And kind of along these same lines, I've done a certain amount of career coaching where I help people discover their life purpose. And I know that there are a lot of people who feel really stuck in that area as well, where they know that they're not doing what they're meant to be doing, but they really don't have any idea what it really is. So how does numerology help with that?
Well, this is really one of the exciting parts that I love about numerology. I've been, I was one of the first people to bring the idea of life purpose into career coaching back in the 1980s, actually. Now I'm dating myself. narrow that whole process down into four questions that I have my clients ask themselves. But you're still, even going through that process, you still don't have any you know, like data to go by, so to speak. The life path that we've mentioned is the raw materials that we bring into this lifetime. Two of the other core numbers really fill out the life purpose picture, and so that you know without guessing what your life purpose is. The second of those numbers is the expression, and that's the primary intention that you're bringing into this lifetime that you want to master. And then the other one is your heart's desire, which is that kind of ultimate thing that if you can experience that, you can learn that, you can master that, then you will feel like you've really stepped up another notch in your soul's evolution. And so we look at those three numbers together and how they relate to each other, and then we see how that person, what that person's purpose is all about. I'll just tell on myself for a minute here. Sure. I have a life path of one, which is all about leadership, and I'm the oldest child. I lost my father at 13, so I had to become the co-head of the household at that point. And then many other experiences have thrust me into leadership, whether I wanted to be or not, because I'm kind of shy at heart, actually. But then my other two numbers, just in terms of focusing that, were both four, interestingly enough. So I really wanted this lesson. I really wanted to master this. That's all about building systems and structure and foundation for the future, working hard for your results. And so that's just a really simple way of expressing the energy of the four. But stability, endurance, practicality, and I had no patience for anything in college that was just theoretical. So, I have created world-famous coach training programs. I've written 24 books. My mind just works in such a way that I create structure, and then I develop a brand around that structure that becomes a leader in its own niche and help my clients do the same thing. So that's an example of how I've put that into practice. But all put together, my life purpose is to help people make their dreams come true in a tangible way. And, you know, just express it through those numbers. It really helps to make sense of it.
But it sounds really encouraging to me to be able to take those three numbers and give someone at least a starting place.
Right.
Because, as I said, you know, I know, and I'm sure that you've had this experience as well, working with people to help them discover their life purpose prior to numerology, that there are people that really just don't have a clue. They don't, you ask them, well, what do you like to do? And they don't even know. And they feel really frustrated about it because they see other people around them do know. And mm-hmm. I think I can see where this would be so helpful for those people, as well as those of us that already kind of have a clue, but in terms of validating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So on a more kind of more detailed level, how does numerology help people know when it's the right time to change their job or launch a new business? You mentioned that a little bit at the beginning of the show.
Let's just take an example, a hypothetical example. Let's say that you are in the ninth year of your one of your nine-year cycles. Let's say 2013 is a nine personal year for you. And you are trying like crazy to launch a new business. You're going to find yourself feeling like you're pushing a boulder uphill if you try to do that during a 9 year. It's not the right timing. It's like trying to plant a garden in the snow. It's just not going to be very, very healthy. So if we understand where we are in that cycle and we know the energy of that particular part of the cycle, it's just like a master gardener knowing the right conditions to grow a particular type of plant. They'll put certain ones in certain soil, and they'll give certain ones light and certain ones not so much light, and so on. So if we can align both our life purpose with our work and then choose the timing in such a way that we're launching when the energy is with us to do that, we're going to be much more successful. It won't be as much work, and we'll end up having much more lasting results than if we try to buck the trends of the natural energy within us. And of course, obviously, we have to know that first. And like a future forecast reading would be a perfect way to learn that and get a sense of that over the next several years so that you know
okay.
What's coming.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. So that just makes me think about, okay, if I hadn't done a future forecast reading, then and I'm ready to, but numerology says it's not the right year to do that because I'm in a personal 9 year, but I can't really wait a whole year to do it. Then how do we deal with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, then we'd want to take a look at what you've been doing. You know, if it's a case of you've lost a job, then maybe it's time to do some project work and make sure that all of the loose ends are tied up and things are completed with everything that you've done previously, and laying the groundwork, doing some research, getting ready to launch this new enterprise, the first of the following year, which would be the first year of the next cycle. That would be an example. Just looking at some alternatives, but not having that be the year that you try to, like, set the course for the next decade of your life, because chances are it'll just change again the following year and it'll end up being wasted effort.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me, having been through a year of kind of upheaval, even though it wasn't a 9-year for me, but I can relate to the feeling like it's a wasted year because you're starting over again. So yeah. before we say goodbye, because we're going to have to say goodbye to Marcia in a couple minutes, why don't you share again for the listeners the kinds of support that you can provide for them in this arena, and then how they can find out about it.
Okay, sure, that I'd be happy to. Actually, I can offer everyone a free gift if you go to marciabench.com. Yeah, let me. And I sent the link to you guys, and I just want to double check I give the right one out here. Let's see, free gift. Yeah, marciabench.com/freegift.html, and that will give you a life purpose article that I've. It's just my most famous article, and it's the one that people just love to read. It's got 10 clues to discovering your purpose and some other resources that will help you. In addition to that, we have our personal soul's blueprint and our future forecast numerology readings discounted from $497 to $197, so $300 off through the end of January. And there's still an affordable price, even if that special isn't in effect for anyone listening after the end of January. And then getting a free gift or just getting subscribed to our mailing list will give you access to some of the upcoming things we have, live events, teleclasses, mentoring groups, and some ongoing posts about the various dynamics of the individual days as we go through them, the new months as they start, and so forth. So I think that everyone will be able to choose an option from those.
Wow, yeah, lots of choices, lots of resources, and so hopefully there's something there that fits whoever's listening that feels like they need a little bit of help in the professional arena. Thank you so much, Marcia, for coming and sharing with us about numerology and how it can help us figure out our professional lives.
It's just absolutely been my pleasure.
Great. And I will look forward to talking to you again soon, since we're connected offline as well.
Right.
And so we're going to go ahead and take a break now. This is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things that are going on at Blue Hair and Wisdom and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Marcia Bench about using numerology to find your life's calling. More ways to get information on happiness, whether it's at work or in your personal life. You can find me on Facebook, Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura, and on LinkedIn, there is a group called Authentic Happiness that's an open group. Anyone is welcome to join where I share information on creating happiness in your life, and of course, always my website, blueheronwisdom.com. Also, I just want to make sure that people know that if you've missed out on some of our previous shows, they are available via archive at blueheronwisdomradio.com. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show this thing about that I've been using tarot cards in my daily practice for the last 7 or 8 months. And the way that I've been using them has been in terms of getting focus for the day, setting my intentions for the day, and giving me a different window into getting in touch with my higher self or getting in touch with spirit and insights. And the way that I got started using tarot, because I really had not been exposed to it before at all until about 8 months ago, was on my birthday last year, which is June 1st, I happened to have an appointment with my acupuncturist. And my acupuncturist is really more geared towards working with spirituality issues and stuck points in that way, even though it may be manifesting physically. And since it was my birthday, she said, well, let's look and see what your growth year is for next year and using a tarot archetype for that year. Well, my growth year this year, it's still going on because it's from one birthday to the next, is 12, the Hanged Man. And if you know anything about tarot, then you'll know what that means. And if you don't, it's not necessary for you to know at this moment what that means. But let's just say that it's borne out. It's been very true for me that this year has been about the Hanged Man. Well, a week or so later, I went to an astrologer to do a solar return reading since it was just my birthday time. And in the course of that reading, he says to me, you know, it would be really helpful for you to learn about the tarot archetypes this year. And I'm like, okay, Alicia one week, Stephen the astrologer the next week. I think I'm meant to learn something about tarot. And so I went and got several books at a local bookshop here called East West Bookshop in Seattle. And I started using it on a daily basis, doing what's called a three-card spread. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute because it's the light bulb moment I'm going to give you for this week. But I want to share with you that the book that I found most useful, and gosh darn it, I don't have it here in front of me. I meant to have it in front of me to give you the exact title of it, but I believe it's called The Tarot Handbook. And the author is Angelus Arian, and it is so accessible. If you have never done anything with tarot in the past, you will find this book so useful. It tells you about every single card, and it also helps you with knowing what your personality number is, knowing what your soul number is, knowing what growth year you're in, knowing what kind of cycles you're in. And this is also related to numerology because we're using numbers to know which tarot cards to access. Anyway, so I went through this learning process, and one of the things that Angelus Arian shows in this book is this daily spread, and it's a three-card spread where you draw three cards. One is your soul card, one is your mental or mind card, and one is your physical or action card. And so those are the focus for that day. And it doesn't mean, oh, I need to really focus on this, but that's what kind of energy is in the works for you that day. So I'm going to lead into now talking about the light bulb moment, because I'm going to tell you how the three card spread works. And I'll tell you how I use it as well, because I have found it to be so valuable. So you have your tarot deck, you shuffle your cards, you get them, you know, all mixed up or whatever. And you know, when it's time that you're going to stop shuffling, in your mind, you're just holding, you know, what's in store for me today? What's in my highest good in this moment today? And then you lay out your three cards. And as I said, there's a soul card, and that one is in the far right position. And that card is telling you kind of what direction is your soul going today? What is your focus for today from a soul development growth perspective? Then the card in the middle is the mental or mind card. And that one tells you about where am I going to be focused mentally today, or what do I need to pay attention to mentally today? Because sometimes it might be a card, like I've had one come up several times in the last week, so I know I need to pay attention to this, that is about self-cruelty, self-criticism. All right, so now I know, okay, I need to be conscious of letting go of that pattern of behavior, of criticizing myself. So that's one example. And then in your action or physical position is the far left, because you've laid these out across horizontally. And that one is kind of, what's your action about today? How are you going to be focused in your action for the day? And yesterday, my action card was completion. And so what that said to me is I need to be focused on completing some things and moving on to something new. So that's how I use them. I journal about each card. I do some of the journaling is from the description in the book that I use. Some of it is just from my own reaction to the card. And then I write an intention that is related to each card. And that intention I then take with me into my meditation, because I do this practice of using the daily spread prior to doing my morning meditation. So I repeat my intentions and I have them in my consciousness when I go into my meditation, so that I can be consciously creating what I want in this day and in those moments going forward from that morning. So that's how I use it. I have found it to be really, really helpful. It's been very interesting to see the patterns that emerge, and how, like I said, I've gotten one particular card on self-cruelty many times, 4 times in the past week. So it helps me know where to pay attention, and I hope that that will be useful for you. Couple of announcements. This is the last week for the discounted coaching package. It ends on January 31st. So if you want to get that discounted package of 4 coaching sessions along with all the materials for discovering ideal career, you need to get signed up for that by Thursday, because that will be gone as of February 1st at the price that I've got out there now, which is $297. The other thing, and you can find that just by going to blueheronwisdom.com. Down in the right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link to go to that. And reminder, Heal the World meditation starts tomorrow, Wednesday. Again, you can sign up for that at blueheronwisdom.com. I want to thank my guest today, Marcia Bench, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, at a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I will be talking with Will Bowen, the author of A Complaint-Free World and the author of Complaint-Free Relationships, about how to have a happier life by not complaining. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.